We normally don't think of the desert when we come to Advent. Normally, we think of that as a Lenten thing. 40 days, 40 nights, Jesus' battle with the evil one in the desert. The second Advent candle, it's lit. The second Advent candle is also known as the Bethlehem candle. Mary and Joseph, we know, traversed 90 miles to get to Bethlehem. With that, we're filled with various perils, brigands, terrain, and also all of this was done while Mary was pregnant. Their time in the desert, in the wasteland, can be seen as penitential. Not that our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph needed to offer penance, but more so that they were interceding for the world to be ready for the coming of the Christ child, that the inhabitants of the world might be made ready. This posture must be our own, to eagerly find ourselves offering penance for our sins. Doing so speaks of our need for a Savior, and in participating in this way, smooths out the rough edges of our hearts. We hear how John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. This looks to at least one of the passages in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 18 to 19. For if thou hadst desired sacrifice, I would indeed have given it. With burnt offerings thou wilt not be delighted. A sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit. A contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. To prepare for the coming of the Lord means that our disposition must be that of humility and penance. One way that we can accomplish that is by taking up the practice of fasting. Pope St. Leo the Great, who stood up to Attila the Hun in order that Rome may be saved, and it was, spoke highly of this spiritual weapon. Pope St. Leo the Great says, "What is more effective than fasting, by which we approach God, and resisting the devil, we overcome indulgent vices? For fasting has always been food for virtue, chaste thoughts, reasonable desires, and more sound deliberations profit from fasting. And through these voluntary afflictions, our flesh dies to concupiscence and our spirit is renewed for moral excellence." The whole idea of fasting can be difficult for us. Some of us would rather take up more time for prayer. But my brothers and sisters, I think more and more are we called to take up this spiritual weapon once again. They can take many forms, but the fact is that it still must be done. To give up something, most especially food, if we are able. You see, fasting allows us to gain back control to our body that often clamors for food. Even though it is a necessity, it is something too that betrays at times our complete dependence upon God. And of course, fasting helps us when we find ourselves being slaves to things in which we desire not anymore. Those things that have led us away from a life of God. Whether it be alcohol, drugs, pornography, you know, all these things, fasting can help us win the battle. Fasting is not only penitential, but can be an expression of our deepest longing for God. We know that everything else will fade away. They will decay, they will rot, they will not last. But God is eternal. Fasting conveys to God that I don't need anything else but Him. It allows us to not only say these things with our words, but then actually put into action what it is that we believe, that He alone is all I need. During this time of anxiety, confusion, sadness, and frustration, instead of us simply, and I put that in quotes because it is still a great good, offer time to God in prayer. Take up fasting. It is what will bring back the grace needed for ourselves, for our families, and for our country.